Welcome back to TechNet Radio. Lex Thomas welcomes Robbie Undari and George Bryan from the Microsoft Consulting Services team as they discuss a tool they developed that helps migrate large organizations to Office 365. Tune in as they share with us an interesting case study on how this tool helped automate the process in which they consolidated a very complex, multi-forest, multi-domain environment without any interruption of service while saving the company millions of dollars. Lex, the mic is yours.
Hi, guys, and welcome to this episode of Taste of Premier. I'm your host, Lex Thomas, and today we have some special guests from MCS. MCS, of course, means Microsoft Consulting Services, and I'll get to introducing them in just a second. One of the things that we get a lot of people asking us about is Office 365. And as most of you guys know, Office 365 is the Microsoft cloud-based solution. And so today I have Robbie Undari and George Bryan with us. And they're going to talk about a tool that they've created that will help migrate customers to the cloud with great ease and efficiency. Robbie and George, how you guys doing?
We're doing good. Thank you, Lex.
Awesome. So, Robbie, tell me a little bit about your tool.
All right. Well, before I start, thanks, everybody, for attending this call. So this tool is a little bit unique in a way that it deals with a specific problems, you know, or customers' issues that comes across. What we have with this particular tool and this customer is a huge organization with 17 forests and about a 30 domain with separate IT departments that all of them use and consume the same instance of Microsoft Online Services, like, you know, the in the ITAR space, like SharePoint, email, link, and all the services we do. So once these people are migrated and the issue of consolidating these forests and domain becomes infinitely more complex because they're all connected to online services. So what our tool, what our project did is really kind of automate all that process and make it seamless transition and orchestration of migrating domains, forests, and group all together while they're under Office 365 without any interruption to their business and the an environment.
Awesome. So I've got an environment. I've got, you know, five or six different forests. I've got a ton of domains. This tool allows me to consolidate all of that?
Yes, and the unique thing about this tool is there's a lot of tools that make you allow you to consolidate. That's nothing new. The something distinct about this tool is if you are already using Office 365, it would allow you to consolidate under Office 365, you know, by, you know, doing all the tasks that's required to keep you connected in the same time.
So in other words, I can throw the switch. My folks get email, they get link, they get SharePoint, they get all the Office 365 benefits while the migration is going on.
Absolutely. Let's say, I mean, you migrate people to Office 365. They are multi-domain environment, multi-force environment. Now you decide it makes sense to have everybody in a single domain or single forest, but you are connected to a lot of these external services. Our tool will allow you to consolidate while you're connected and basically reconnect you back automatically. Once you migrate your user, it gets within that migration, we get reconnected back to the Office 365 as a part of the migration.
Awesome. So I understand you have a slideshow for us. Let's go ahead and take a look at what you've got.
Okay. So what should we learn? And like I said, this presentation is really beyond, you know, my consolidation of domains and forests, because we all do that all the time. It's nothing new. The new in it is just the complexity of this migration and the new component that's been added to it, such as Office 365, you know, dedicated or the ITAR. So what we're looking for is to understanding, you know, how that happened, what, you know, what special things that we've done just to make it, you know, easy on the end user to migrate and the organization in general to migrate off while with Office 365. So the business case and the opportunity here in this tool set and this process is we, from a Microsoft perspective, we're reducing the customer reliance on expensive third-party tool. We typically have our ADMT tool that it did very well at some places, but it really kind of, there were some shortcomings, you know, in some of the areas. So we have built a solution just to update that tool and just make it a lot easier to operate and just add the feature that are missing that the customer our customer ask about all the time. It does add, you know, a huge value to us to the Microsoft Consulting Service by, you know, allow us just to do, you know, to do migrate and you know efficiently and save the, our customer, you know, more money on tools and other other services. And it does again, it does extend the capability of the tool. The tool is limited. ADMT is a limited tool, as everybody know. We this solution does give it a little bit more capability, so customers are able just to do a lot more with the same existing tool. The most unique things that we've built into this tool, and the really the case is really the complexity of migrating or consolidating organization while they're already consuming Office 365. There's a lot of things that needs to happen in this process to reconnect, disconnect the users, especially in a multi-forest environment, a multi-domain environment. There's a lot of details that goes on, like cross-forest groups, the way they synchronize up to the cloud and the way they synchronize down. There's a lot of issues that we need to take care of when we migrate the user. So there's a huge orchestration that allows us to take this user and this his work or her workstation, migrate them, go back to the cloud, and just change a lot of automate a lot of changes and make sure all that when the user logs in the next day or they come into their desktop, they everything is the same, nothing changed. The only thing have changed, they are, you know, now a new member of a new domain and they have a lot small, I mean, a more consolidated environment. To us, the big value is it really accelerates the adoption of Office 365 because people will, customer with a lot of domains and forests there, they're always worried about, you know, the process of consolidation before you migrate or consolidation after you migrate. Right now, the consolidation after migration is a little bit easier, a lot easier than it used to be. So people can just go ahead and start the Office 365 transition and then worry about and don't worry about the consolidation later on because we do have a good tool set just to help them do that. Okay. So again, the solution too does not, you know, only relate to email and OCS or link we have in the cloud. If the customer has an Office 365 SharePoint online services, there are things you still have to do to change that you know user from being, you know, in the old domain to the new consolidated domain by, you know, kind of migrating their profile. So when they migrate, they have the same personalization that's kept and the same information that they have before. So the tool does, again, just gets the Office 365 SharePoint online, puts it into the same migration process, and when the user gets migrated, everything gets changed over, including SharePoint online and on-premise. So we have two, again, tools to do the on-premise as well. So the user gets their on-premise profile migrated and alongside with their online SharePoint profile migrated with the whole migration. Okay, so let me take a few minutes to talk about a customer experience with this project and tool set. We work with a customer with a pretty fairly large customer, 135,000 user base, and about spread over 17 forest and 30 domains, with pretty much independent IT all across this particular customer. The cost of third-party tool sets that needed, you know, just to get that migration was over $3.5 million. So we worked that solution with this customer to really kind of build the our tool set to augment the ADMT and really at the end of the day save the customer a little over $3.5 million in additional cost they might have incurred, you know, with this migration. And in fact, you know, even if they got the third-party tool, you would still have to build a lot of customization that is specific to Office 365 migration. So it was a win-win, you know, a proposition to them. This tool and with this customer really provided a very comprehensive process, because when you do a migration, you only just don't do a only just user and workstation. They always have to think about you are migrating, you know, application. You're moving into a new domain, that you have to build a lot of these services into that domain. So we were able to really kind of build all the tool sets just to enable us just to get a very good global, implementation and really kind of facilitate, you know, really good centralization would provide, you know, a lot of services, core services to the rest of these customers, you know, their units, be able to connect to and just like use ADRMS with the new environment, use system managers, COM, public key infrastructure, and direct access. So the solution itself delivered actually an excellent quality product. We have, and that could, anybody could take it and just really kind of run with it and just make a good success of it. With this customer, we migrated, you know, thousand of users with really a flawless, near flawless execution on this tool. With all the complexity that the tool had to do, it's about 20,000 line of code in PowerShell written just to do that. These two run a very, very low error rate, and we have, you know, any failure of migration was so negligible, and it was basically was outside of the tool, issue. The customer is really fairly very happy with the product. They do run it, you know, they do their own migration, and it's really could be a good reference for the for any other you know, agency or other company out there. For us as a service, having just to do being in old kind of projects with this customer, it really kind of generated additional opportunity for us across those agencies by, you know, just being able to migrate and consolidate services across, you know, every agency.
So, Robbie, I noticed you talk quite a bit about federal agencies, but just to be clear, this tool will work for anybody. I know your customers are mostly federal customers, but if somebody is interested in doing the migration and sees a need for this tool, they don't have to be a federal agency, correct?
Absolutely not. This is there is no difference between we happen just to work with federal customers, but this tool could work for anything. There is no difference whatsoever.
Awesome. That's awesome. Okay. Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
No, thank you. That was a very good question. It's definitely, this is available, could be available for anyone. So let's talk, we're going to take just a few more minutes. Let me talk about the differentiator. We talked before, like, you know, we all migrate domains. We all migrate, you know, consolidate. We've been doing that for years and years, you know, so there is what's new. I mean, why this one is a little bit different than the what we've been doing. Again, you know, it's really the key things is the Office 365D was dedicated, or the ITAR, which is these are the solution that Microsoft have a dedicated environment for these customers to make sure that, you know, with the ITAR is, this is basically all the some of the federal that are very secure environment that is really kind of isolated, and the D is the dedicated environment that most of our customers live in, and we have their dedicated infrastructure. There is no interaction between them and other customers. The tool set is really, the good thing about it is that it's very flexible and very customizable. You know, you could use the UI for AD&T, or you could just do fully use a you know, the scripting that we wrote and just modify them the way you want. And here's the big differentiator. This is the very first tool set that we written purely on PowerShell module. And we use AD web services to do that. So there is really no VB services, no VB or any other language being written there. So anybody could take it, look at everything there. It's very clean. And it does, like I said, fully PowerShell and fully AD services. So it makes it a little bit unique in a way. It just it's a new way of doing doing the migration. What we've done too is we look at the, again, the deficiencies, you know, with the products. Okay, let's build some tool just to help the our customer just to really kind of you know, fill out these gaps instead of paying $2-3 million for them. So we did the basically a health assessment tool. So we have a web you know, interface that goes out there, look into every computer, into the environment, and tell you, okay, this computer has maybe remote registry is not enabled, or this computer has this, or has this particular problem. So, because everybody knows, when we migrate users, we have to migrate their computer alongside with them. And if that computer migration failed, we have to go back. So it's very essential to really make sure that the computers are in a good health that we can succeed with the migration. User migration are very simple. Everybody knows that. You know, they're AD object. You migrate them. You're not doing anything awfully too complicated. When you go to somebody's machine, you have to go reach to that machine, translate it, and do a lot of work. If something is really not right there, you have to figure it out. So. But this tool is, we really know ahead of time what's good and what's bad out there, and we will work, you'll work with your customer on really remediating what's bad, so we'll have a clean and predictive, you know, migration, no failure, you know, very little, you know, chance of failure. Again, there's another problem that our customer face is, you know, scheduling. Let's say you do that, how am I going to schedule? So we do have a smart scheduling tool that you can, a user can schedule themselves and allow them to schedule themselves maybe two or three times, or allow the administrator to override this, you know, function, or we'll give the administration more leeway on just generating like a migration schedule. This is a very good tool. When you generate the migration schedule, the tool, you know, integrates with the migration script and generate, you know, fire up, you know, all the necessary scripts just to execute the migration. So that makes it a little bit easy on the customer and really kind of add to the automation part of the tool and the good things, the schedule part, scheduling part. Sometimes a customer or a user could be on a 2-week vacation. Now, I mean, how would you know, they're, you know, how do you migrate them? So the tool can allow, you know, in some cases, it allow somebody to go on there and say, well, migrate me on this date, you know, such and such. And if there's a capacity into the scheduler, it would allow them to do it. It's like, you know, having a seat on an airline. If it's there, you know, you can reserve it. If it's not, it's not there. So, and then again, you could do it through a UI, and you could do purely through the shell and the, you know, and just automated scripting, get those migration done. Additional pain point that you do when you migrate somebody is, you know, you definitely migrate their user account, all stuff. What about SharePoint? If I migrate a user, you know, from one domain to the other, or one course to the other, and they do have some customization or personalization, when this new user try to log on their SharePoint, they're totally new persona. They are not the same. So what we do with this tool is we said, okay, now we have migrated this user. We successfully migrated them. Let's then talk to SharePoint and do a, what you call a DMT, or do a SP move user, and just basically reconcile their profile. So when they go to SharePoint, that gets done, you know, at the same time. So that really gives it a more robust and more good experience. All happen together, all happen in one shot, that everybody has their all their accounts and everything working properly. To us, it's really allows us to give a better value for our customers, save them some money in a lot of third-party tools and services, puts it all in one place. And if they're definitely an Office 365 customer, it makes it so much easier because there are a lot of intricate detail that is out there that it's really, you know, it's included in that tool. It makes it very easy to help everybody just migrate, have a full and a better experience in the migration.
Robbie, that sounds pretty cool. That's pretty neat. So one of the things that I think I heard you say was that if I'm a user and I'm not available, first of all, do I have to be present when my stuff is migrated? And did I hear you say that I could schedule my migration or my move later on? And you said something about a UI, being able to do it via UI. Can you
kind of
explain that a little bit?
Yeah, sure. So, again, now, I mean, a user don't have to be on the computer to get migrated. All they have to be basically is, you know, the computer has to be on and logged off, and then it'll be migrated. But sometimes, you know, somebody goes on vacation and then turns the computer off. I mean, that's not going to happen. So we have a tool that allows the user to go to a website, said, okay, migrate me on such and such date if there is capacity. Now, they can, or they could be assigned to be migrated on such and such date, and they can go out there and say, okay, well, you know, I'm going to be on vacation. Let me migrate me on this next available date. So the tool would allow them, and it's customizable, to say, okay, well, you know, we can let you change your mind three times, and the third time we're not going to let you do it. You're going to migrate on that day, unless a administrator comes and overrides it. Now, you can open that functionality to end user. Some companies would like their end user to do it, and some say, no, we're going to migrate to such and such date, so you could hide that functionality and say, here are the dates. So that's the good tool. I mean, for companies that are very user, you know, kind of aware, they want to give their user, you know, a lot more, you know, opportunity to change their mind. That tool could be very helpful for them and the migration.
Well, that's cool. That sounds great. You know, we've got a fairly technical audience. Let's dive into a little more depth, a little more detail. Let's see if we can dive into some of the nuts and bolts of how this tool actually works. I think we've got another person out there. George, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. I'm going to turn it over to you.
Sure. Thank you. So it's been my proud responsibility to develop the scripts and tools needed to ensure our success in migrating multi-force environment for customers. And so initially we met with a survey of a lot of third-party vendors to see what might be out there that we could use. And we came up with a formulation of an idea that we could basically use PowerShell with ADMT version 3.2, basically filling the white spaces for any kind of technical requirements with PowerShell, and also utilize the Active Directory 2008 R2 Active Directory web services. So putting these three things together, we decided to look at a three-prong approach. We wanted to standardize the inputs and the outputs. We chose XML for inputs and CSV for outputs. We wanted to standardize the type of code base we use. We wanted to minimize the amount of code that we wanted to actually write and utilize the very latest and greatest. And all that basically is available in PowerShell. We also wanted to bring all that together into a user interface that could basically consume the inputs, outputs of the scripts, but would not necessarily, the scripts wouldn't necessarily require that UI. So that's the type of framework we wanted to put together. We realized that ADMT was the framework we were going to use as far as the migration core. And there were some things about ADMT that were lacking that we needed to fill. Requirements for Office 365 was one area that needed some help. Also, reporting and basically putting that together in a format so users could consume the output from the scripts and be able to tell what kind of migration did I have? Was I successful? Were my users successfully migrated? Were my computers successfully migrated? And if not, what do I need to do to make sure that happens? That output comes to us through CSVs as the scripts are run. And those CSVs can get consumed by a UI that's brought into a web interface so they can see it in a graphical format. The same UI is used for scheduling users for migration. That same UI, as I'll talk about later, is used to match up primary profiles to users. So at the start, we talked about using PowerShell scripts with Active Directory web services, and we were going to build a list of users and groups for the customer. The scripts were designed requirements for Active Directory web services with O365 services in mind. So all the scripts we had two major requirements. One, we didn't want to disrupt mail flow. We're talking about a customer with multiple domains, multiple forests who are consuming Office 365 services. We can't disrupt that. So we had to maintain connectivity through all of that. And the second requirement we have is no loss of mail-enabled objects in the global address list. So the global address list or the address book had to remain intact throughout. So these are controlled with our scripts through predefined attributes that are defined by the customer, set by Office 365. So we do two things. When we migrate users, we have two concepts that we use. We talk about the cloning of the security principles called baselining a user. Baselining a user, bringing the user principle over, bringing over their SID, their security identifier, and migrating their current password. this is like a baseline migration. The account is cloned, but it's not available for the user to use at this point in time. So at the beginning of our migration process through our scripts and through ADMT, we baseline all the users, we baseline all the groups so that they're available to use. Those user accounts are not at that point available to the user customer to log on, but they are available to be used for things like security translation and whatnot. The other part of this is computer scripts. The computer migration is a big part of any migration, and it's the part where if things are going to fail, that's usually where they will fail. So what we did is we developed a pre-scan tool that basically goes out and scans computers to see if they meet the requirements necessary to ensure a complete and accurate migration for a computer. So basically, we went out and we gathered a lot of bullet points of what is a successful, what does it take to successfully migrate a computer. So those are in a pre-scan script that we have. So we have scripts that migrate users baseline. We have scripts that migrate users final. We have scripts that migrate groups, and groups are a large part of the Office 365 setting. We have groups that are called cross-forest groups. Cross-forest groups are groups that might reside in one domain, but their membership is contained across maybe several agencies in other domains. So those are cross-forest groups. So we have a synchronization, group synchronization process that we use that maintains that group membership throughout. And at some point in time, we can actually throw a switch and a group can be managed in the new consolidated force. So groups are managed in their source domains until they throw the switch and they say, okay, today I'm going to manage these groups in the source force. And at that point, they get switched over. All that is taken care of through our group scripts. The scripts we have are all schedulable scripts. They are parameterized, so they take in XML input. There's no hard coding done in the scripts. The output is all CSV driven. They can be consumed in Excel and looked at there, or they can be imported into our scheduler user interface. The user interface is the place where agency goes and looks to see, what is the status of my migration? Has this user baselined yet? Has their security principle been cloned? Has this computer been scanned? Has it successful? If not, why? So this is the place an administrator goes to kind of get a snapshot of where they are in the migration process. Office 365 reconnection, I want to get back to that. As I mentioned earlier, the two major requirements, one is no disruption of mail flow, and the other is no loss of mail-enabled objects in the global address list. And they're controlled through predefined extension attributes that are basically defined by a customer for Office 365. Users can be filtered. They can be filtered from provisioning, and they can be use a feature called automated service reconnect. We take advantage of both those features in the migration process, and when we baseline a user initially, when we clone their security principle, we filter that user so that Office 365, although that user is in the new consolidated forest, Office 365 ignores that user. It doesn't know they're there. It doesn't consume that. That takes that basically is a necessary function so that we don't interfere with the mail delivery process. We also have the automated service reconnect feature. By using that feature, we can basically say this mailbox has been moved from the source user to the target user. When we set ASR, then Office 365 knows how to consume that feature and how to set that appropriately. When done appropriately, once the user account's finally migrated, ASR's been set, the user then logs in with the new account, once they log in with a new account and that mailbox has been converted, then they're able to access the mailbox and the link profile as if nothing's happened. So if we do our job correctly, when a computer gets migrated and a user computer combo gets migrated finally, they don't know anything's changed. The only way they would know it is to look down and, oh, okay, we have a new consolidated Active Directory. That's how I know. Their same password, they have a security identifier, they can still get to their resources they could before, they can still get to their mail account, they can still get to their link profile, they can still access all their files, all their printers, and they also can access SharePoint. So we have some scripts that tie into our user migration script that basically provide for two different kinds of SharePoint migration. So once a user has successfully migrated, and they've successfully migrated their mailbox and migrated into the new Active Directory, then the next piece we want is we want SharePoint to work. So there are two types of SharePoint, SharePoint on-premises and SharePoint in the cloud. So we have scripts that handle both of those, and they dovetail into the output from the user migration script. So basically that user, in addition to everything else I mentioned, they're actually able to get in and use SharePoint and get into all their sites in SharePoint, whether it's in the cloud or whether it's on-premises. So all that's part of our process too. I want to get back a little bit to scanning a computer, because what I said earlier was when you migrate computers, that's like 80% of what can go wrong. There's a lot of stuff that can go wrong there: name resolution, required services, and required permissions. So our pre-scan script goes through a number of different requirement checks to see can this computer's name be resolved. When I use the IP, do I get the same name as when I use the name and I get the IP? So it does the reverse resolution. It looks for the services. Is the server service running? Is the DNS host service running? It looks at permissions. Can I get to the admin share? Is the service account I'm using for migrating a member of that? All that's taken care of, and usually the scans begin weeks in advance of your migration. So the computer scan scripts can be run, like I said, weeks in advance, and they give a pretty good indicator that the computer's migration is going to be success or failure at that point. They produce CSV output that gets pulled into the scheduler, and also part of that output is suggested fixes. You can do continuous scans. As I said before, all of the scripts are schedulable through Windows Scheduler, and this pre-scan data can then be imported to other sources as well. So we try to design the scripts so that it was just a building block. So the output from the scripts and the input from the scripts can come from different sources and can be modified easily. They could come from SQL, they can come from XML, you know, however you wanted that to work. And then finally, the scheduling application ties all of this together. It does discovery from Active Directory, it does discovery from script output, and it does discovery from the actual workstations to enumerate things like their profiles and then match them up with who the primary user might be. And that data is presented to the administrator and or end user, and they can make intelligent decisions about, is this the primary profile for that user? Is that their primary workstation? So all of this is good information for them to have. So we have, you know, in recapping this, we have about, several thousand lines of PowerShell, and it's all well defined, and it encompasses all the O365 requirements that we had, plus some other special requirements that we had from the customer. It's easily manipulated and changed. And this is something we wanted to go after from the get-go. We wanted to be able to be not only robust, but also flexible. And I believe we've achieved that. So the good thing about our solution is it's modular. We have a module for ADMT that takes care of a lot of the things that ADMT does well. synchronizing all the attributes and taking care of the logs on that side. And we also have the flexibility of using Active Directory Web Services. So by using Active Directory Web Services, we don't have to rewrite many of the common modules that are already available to us and have already been debugged and are out there. So this worked very well for us. This was a very good solution, and it lent itself very well to filling all the white spaces that we had for the customer.
That's awesome. So I can see some huge benefits to using a tool like this. Number one, you know, incredible savings as far as time spent to migrate large infrastructure. Number two, it seems like a great solution for just making the Office 365 transition seamless and as smooth as possible.
Yeah, we've had amazing results with it, and it is scalable too. So we add for larger customers, we add more ADMT servers, drop those in virtual machines, and you can scale as high as you want to go with it.
Yeah. So George, you know, this all sounds great. Are there any special case scenarios that we need to be aware of? What if somebody's, you know, hard drive is BitLockered or, you know, something along those lines? What if we run into encryption during the migration?
Basically, we've run into that too. And again, the answer is PowerShell. The scripts that we have will handle turning off the encryption for BitLocker, the PIN requirement for the duration of the migration. And then once the migration has taken place, then the encryption's turned back on, and it's just the PIN. So we have handled that for several different cases. Usually it's a registry setting, and we have scripts that handle that.
Awesome. So if a customer is interested in engaging Microsoft Consulting Services to help with their migration and you know, use this tool to help them migrate, how do they go about that? What's a good way to contact you guys?
Yeah, so we're developing this offer, you know, as far as the service is concerned. At this point, that the IP, you know, information, and you can contact us directly on my email or George's Andrew Gasworth, you know, email there. We will put more information as soon as possible. But at this point, you know, you feel free to reach, you know, even your local, you know, MCS sales office or sales MCS contact with this contact information, and we would be more than happy just to facilitate that process for you.
Or your technical account manager.
Absolutely. Technical account manager, anybody in, or your account executive, anybody from Microsoft, they should be able to help you get the help on this.
Awesome. All right. Well, listen, thank you guys so much for doing this. I really appreciate you coming on and telling us about this incredible tool. I think this will help a lot of customers, especially customers looking at doing an Office 365 migration, you know, with an environment that just makes you kind of cringe when you look at it because it's so large for no other reason but just size. So that's awesome. Again, I wanted to thank you guys for doing this again. Great stuff. And come back anytime.
Thank you, Lex. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Yep. So, guys, thanks for watching the podcast. This has been your Taste of Premiere.